on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hi, good morning, Reading. You're listening to Dr. Trudy Pratt, and this is KCNR 1460. And boy, oh boy, we're in the studio live today, and we're having what I call a wine and cheese party. So I'm glad you're here to join us, and we're going to learn a little bit about our local Manton wine, and we're going to learn a little bit about goat cheese today. So we've got all sorts of cool things happening. And right now I have guests in the studio, and I have a co-host, Mark Beecham. So welcome, Mark. And so are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. We're here. And so we have, you know, during the fires that we had this last year, a lot of people asked me, Trudy, what's going on with our Manton wine growers? And I had to admit that I really didn't know. In fact, I didn't know any of them. And so if you know how seriously I take getting to know our farmers and anybody growing anything, I felt really bad. And so even though, like a lot of you, I watched on the internet what those fires were doing up there, and I kind of kept an eye on those wineries and people that I knew up there. I knew that they were close. It was close, but it wasn't the end of the world. And so that got me to figuring out who the heck our organic winery people are up there. And in the studio today, I have Alain Torschman. So welcome. How did I do with your name?
Thank you. Pretty good. Great.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show today. I'm so glad that you're here. And We talked yesterday, and I went out and I bought your wine yesterday at Topps Market, and we also had a conversation about the fact that I don't know that much about wine, and so you're going to kind of help me explain to other people about wine, and you're going to do most of the work. Does that sound fair?
Fine with me.
Excellent. Ask away. Okay, so how long have you been in the United States?
I've been in Manton for over 30 years. I've been coming for like probably about 40 years, but I've lived in Manton for over 30 years.
Okay, and right how there. Did you get involved with wine and grapes?
Basically, across the street from where I live, there is a vineyard. They're taking it down right now, but there was a vineyard about 100 acres of grapes there that used to be farmed out to Fetzer at the time. And so I always wanted to have grapes. That was always my dream, I guess. Let's put it this way. And 10 years ago or 12 years ago, I decided to plant my first vineyard, four acres of Syrah, basically.
And at what point did you name it the Mount Tehama Winery?
The Mount Tehama came because I live in Tehama, and Tehama is Mount Tehama basically is the name of Lassen. Lassen used to be called Mount Tehama, and so that's where I took that from.
Okay, and so when you're falling in love with grapes, how do you decide what grapes to grow?
For me, what I'm doing, I'm growing some grapes from the Rhone Valley. And I come from the Rhone Valley. I grew up in Geneva, Lausanne, around the Lake Geneva, Lake Léman. And that's basically the beginning of the Rhone Valley in Switzerland. And then it goes on to France. So that was one of the reasons. And they're like Syrah, Petit Syrah, which is what I grow. They're like heavy grapes, easy to grow. And I thought, well, that would be something interesting to try in the soils that we have up there in Manton. We are 2,600 feet. The temperatures vary every day, about 20, 30 degrees. And so I thought that would be maybe something that was worthwhile trying.
What difference does the volcanic soil make in your wine?
I think it brings mineral and then, but the other thing too for this type of grapes, I think the plants struggle. They have to fight, and that brings all kinds of different flavors out, I believe.
Oh, fascinating.
But, you know, Manton is like a young area as far as growing grapes, so I'm going Syrah, Petite Syrah, but maybe an Italian type of a wine would be better for the soil that we have. We haven't really found out exactly what I believe. There is probably other grapes that are going to be doing well up there.
When did you first start getting wine into stores and restaurants?
The winery, Mount Tahima Winery, was bonded in 2004, if I'm not wrong, 2004. So I believe the first wine were around the Reading area, probably in 2006, 2007.
Okay.
So 5 years ago, five, 6 years ago.
So I was able to just, when I wanted to taste your wine, I was able to just run over to my local market, Tops Market in West Reading, and get it. Now, where else do you where else would I find your wine?
So Tops Market is one of them. The Holiday Markets have the wine. The Raley's have the wines here. The Liquor Barn. Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. All of the main retailers.
And where can you get it by the glass?
By the glass, there is a few restaurants that have it by the glass. Black Bear Restaurant being one of them. Moonstone Bistro being another one at the other end of town. I think right here in Reading, that's probably the two places.
That's a lot. Okay.
There used to be another place called, they changed the name.
And
Hilltop Drive to Uncorked, and I forgot just changed the ownership.
Seen that place there.
When we get back from this break we've got to take, I'd like to ask Alain why organic wine is such a challenge, good organic wine is such a challenge to make.
All right. Excellent. All right. Okay, you're listening to Positively Healthy. I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we'll be right back.
You move too fast. You got to make the moment.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. And if you're just checking in here, driving around town today, and you're listening to our show, we are having a wine and cheese. So right now we're at the wine part, and we just got the cheese sliced. We haven't eaten it yet, and here we go. So in the studio we have Mount Tahima Winery from Manton, and we have Alain Torschman. Okay, now why don't you say it?
Alain Teutschman.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, you know,
okay.
It's easy for me. I've said that for many years.
I know. You're so good at that.
But you're doing really good.
By the end of the show, maybe. So welcome back. And we're learning so much about your 30 years, and you've been with us for a while. You're from Switzerland. And Mark had just asked a question going into the break. What makes good organic wine? And I think he had more to his question, but it was maybe we weren't going to answer it all.
Well, I've just had bad experience with organic wine, by and large, in recent years. I try to buy organic, but my experience with organic wine has been disappointing. And actually, I have to say, I've tried your Petit Sirah, and it's excellent. So what's the secret?
Okay, we've got secrets coming up here.
Okay. First, I have to correct something. My wine is not an organic wine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
In order, yeah,
his
I'm
grapes
sorry.
Are organic.
Yeah. In order to call a wine, in order to be allowed to call a wine an organic wine, you're not allowed to use sulfites. And I am using sulfites. Right here it says on my label, government warning. I am certified organic. My property is certified organic by CCOF. The grapes that we grow are certified organic. The winery is certified organic, meaning that I'm not using pesticides and any bad stuff. Let's put it this way. At the winery, I have every product that I'm using to make this wine, CCOF looked at it and said, yes, that's okay. That can go in the wine, approved or not approved. So what I'm allowed to do, because I'm using sulfites, I'm allowed to put on my label, made with organic grapes from our vineyards. So my wine is not an organic grape. But now to go back to your question, what makes a great organic wine? I think one of the key about organic wine is you have. I don't think that organic wines really keep for a long time, and I know that probably some people would disagree with me. But that's why I don't make an organic wine, because I always feel that my wine has. There is no protection. There is no sulfite. There is no protection to keep my wine. And typically, what they want you to do, especially with those Rhone type of wine that I grow, they want you to age them for like 2 to 3 years in oak barrels or in stainless steel to kind of, so the tannins kind of calm down. You know, the wines are a little bit wild and they're a little bit funky, and so 2-3 years they kind of softened up and the flavors come out and so forth. So, and then another year in the bottle. So I always felt like basically there was like 3 to 4 years before the wine is going to be sold on a shelf in a store or at the winery. And I never really felt comfortable about having that wine out there without sulfites, without a protection. And there was quite a few people that always encouraged me and said, well, you should try it, you know, try it. The other thing that we do is when the grapes come in, we put sulfites, we put SO2, so we neutralize everything. So basically, we're in control. We know exactly what we have.
So the sulfites, they just stop things from degrading at that point? It kind of locks it in time and space? Okay.
There was, like, in Europe and even here, there is like a school of people that make what is called natural wine, and their fermentation is done with the natural yeast that's out there, and I don't do it that way. And again, I have people that encourage me of trying to you know, well, why don't you try and make like 100 gallon, 50 gallon, or you know, a ton or so forth. And maybe eventually I will do this. The other thing about wild yeast, my winery is a young winery. And like in France, where you have had wineries that are established for 100 years, 50 years, you have like a yeast that's really dominant and that took over. And so maybe you have a better chance of realizing a wine with just using wild yeast. But there is always a chance that you take if you do this. Maybe maybe the yeast that you have is a weak one, and you're going to get a stock fermentation. I mean, there is all kinds of risk, and then so when you're trying to make a living, that's probably not really desirable. I don't know, but.
That's helpful. Well, we're going to take a break here. One thing I have learned from you is it sounds difficult. So congratulations. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. We'll be right back.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Attention, North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. And in the studio today, we're sipping on wine, and we're having goat cheese. And we have Deneen Ashcraft from North Valley Farm Chev coming up here in a minute. And right now, we're talking to the Mount Tehama Winery, and we have Alan Torschman. Was that worse than before?
Getting there.
Okay. You're going to have to stay on for like a month there.
Right, just like the wine, you know. It has to,
it has to just savor, and I need sulfites. So I want to ask you more questions. I know we're going into our last segment here, and where do you hope? I know I have several questions here. One is, where do you want your winery to be in the next, say, 5 years? But also, you guys are almost like a club up there now. I mean, when no one really talks about an independent winery in Manton anymore. We talk about the Manton wineries as if somehow you're all affiliated, which I know isn't true, but you're getting a name for yourself, and I know you have some special certifications that as a group you're getting. And so let's just start with, like, where do you want your winery to go here? What are you aiming for?
The one thing that the area is doing, they are applying for an AVA, American Viticulture Appellation, which Inwood area, they just were approved. They have an AVA now called Inwood Valley, I believe. So that's one of the goals, you know, to get a recognition just for that little valley there, which is it has its own little microclimate and so forth. So
I know Napa Valley has that. So we
correct.
Think of a Napa Valley wine. You were telling me, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so what? How does that help you, and how does that hurt you, or does it hurt you?
I don't think it's going to hurt at all, no. I think it's probably going to improve, get a recognition for the area, especially if we're able to produce a good wine. I mean, that's, you know, something, a product that people really appreciate and like.
Do you have a tasting room?
I think to go back to your question.
Okay, we're going back. Yeah.
It's probably going to help to put Manton on the map.
Okay.
To answer your question about the tasting room, I do not. I'm a farmer, and mm-hmm. so, but I'm allowed. I have my licensing gives me the right to have customer that come and taste the wine.
So it's by appointment only. Then
correct.
You would have
you're
tasting.
Right. Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Like today, I'm down here, so I'm not up there. And
so, if someone wanted to contact you to come to your winery and to see what you do and to taste some of your wine, how would they do that? Telephone number, website, what would they do?
Yeah, they can call or they can go on my website, mtwinery.com. There is a phone number there, or there is an email address, and both ways work, you know, phone or email.
How many acres do you have there again?
The property, there is 8 acres planted of grape. There is 4 acres of Syrah and 4 acres of Petite Syrah, and hopefully down the road, I'll be able to put some other grapes. There is quite a few other grapes that I would like to grow that are from the Rhone Valley. There is like a Cinsault, which is a grape that's really desirable to make when you make Syrah, which is a rosé, which is a grape a wine that we made last year for the first time, 2011. There was another one called Mouverdre, which adds some complexity to the Syrah. So anyway, that's what I would like
so
to
you,
be able to do.
You have a Chardonnay.
The Chardonnay.
Tell me your wines you have right now.
I don't really have a Chardonnay. The Chardonnay was a venture that was 2010. I took care of the vineyard that was across the street, and so I was able to get some grapes out of that property, and I had another winery from Trinity Center, Alpen Cellar, mm-hmm. Keith Grove made some wine out of the Chardonnay, but I don't grow any Chardonnay. I'm trying to stay with this Rhone type wines,
so
grapes.
When we go, say, over to Topps Market, I saw a couple of different kinds of wine. What did you have there?
Topps have my Syrah, they have my Petite Syrah, they have my Rosé, and my Port. I have a 2007 Port that's on the market right now.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay, I didn't see the Port. Or the Rosé over there. I guess I was...
It's in a 370. The Port is in a 375 bottle, a little half bottle, basically.
Can people buy wine over the internet?
Yeah, yeah. It's a challenge, but yeah.
You send it to people as well.
Yeah, so I do that.
If they're listening to the show and they aren't even mm-hmm. close to a store, they can.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they can go on the website, and there is two ways to buy the wine. Amazon just started to sell wine on online on the internet now. Yeah. I guess a week ago or so.
Manton, they have a number of wineries up there and tasting rooms, and it's all great. But there's no place to stay overnight in Manton. Am I correct?
I believe that there is. We don't have a hotel or. A bed and breakfast per se, but you can rent. There is like several places that you can rent and stay the night. There is several fishing clubs in Manton where you can go there, and they will provide breakfast and food, and so as far as having a hotel per se, no, we don't.
All right. So if you wanted to go up and tour or visit 5 of the 6 wineries or whatever it is, including your place, and didn't feel up to driving home perhaps that night, there you could find some kind of accommodation.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Shingletown would be probably the closest place where there is a bed and breakfast there, okay. And I can get the name right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, we've been talking to Mount Tehama Winery at mtwinery.com, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Deneen Ashcraft from North Valley Farm Chev. So we'll be right back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses, or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading, or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Slow down. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, and we're having a little wine and cheese, and we just did the wine part. And now I want to welcome Deneen Ashcraft of Cottonwood to our show. So welcome, my dear.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, love it. And so you, with your husband, Mark, have North Valley Farm Chev, so all goat cheese out there in Cottonwood. And I came and I got the tour yesterday. And here in front of us on my cutting board, we have little slices of one of the types of your cheese, along with the fantastic wine. And so it just, you know, we're having a little picnic here today. So I don't know how anybody else starts their Saturday, but we know how to get it going here.
I like my job.
Yeah, it's pretty good around here. So I want to start with how did you even get the idea? You know, lots of risk going into these small business. How did you even get the idea of starting with cheese in California?
Well, I come from a dairy beef background, and I'm the sixth generation Californian animal agriculturalist. So we kind of came by it naturally. We have a cow background, and we bought a couple of goats to help with milk supply for calves. Found out how wonderful the goats were and started to make cheese in the house with the milk and just really kind of fell in love with the whole process.
Were you a natural? Some people are just kind of naturals at cheese making and some have to work pretty hard for it. How was it for you?
It came fairly easily for me, but I think it was because we had a really good milk supply from the start relative to how we managed the goats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and took some further training in the East, in Vermont and a couple different places, and so that was a huge help as well. Yeah.
I understand you won a big award in Wisconsin. Is that right?
We did. A few years back at the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, we had the first place fresh chev. It was the gold medal winner. So it was quite an honor.
There's a lot of competition, I guess, national awards,
yes,
right?
Yes, especially in Wisconsin.
Tell me about going there and picking that award up, and what was that like for you from little old Cottonwood?
It was quite exciting. I hadn't planned to go receive the award, but we were very, very glad that we did because all the gold medal winners were lined up to go get their medal on stage, and I was, I think there was one other woman in that group, and the rest were traditional Wisconsin cheesemakers that had multi-generational experience, and they were just very gracious and congratulated us and were really into the fact that we were so small.
How many people in the room when you got that award?
I don't know.
Hundreds.
Hundreds, right, hundreds, yes. Uh-huh.
And there were these big Wisconsin cheese.
Yes, they were. They tended to be big strapping
big men,
fellows.
Right?
Yes, lots of them with Scandinavian background and told wonderful stories about how they started in the business as small children, being put into a milk bulk tank with their little scrub brush to scrub, and that's really is starting from the ground up.
And what was the cheese that you won for?
It was our fresh chev, actually. It was our plain fresh chev, unflavored. And I can't remember what the score was, but out of a possible 100, I think it was a 97.3 or something. So we were thrilled.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's such a big deal.
What are we eating here today?
This is our raw milk aged tome. So it's an aged cheese, and it's made from raw milk. The state requires that we hold those for at least and age them for at least 2 months. This one is about 2.5 to 3 months. However, these wheels of cheese are really at their best at 4 and 5 months. So.
And then what are your other types of cheese? Let's kind of go through what you have to offer, and then we'll tell everybody where they can get it.
Oh, right. Well, we make, of course, the fresh chèvres, and we make them in plain Herbes de Provence, dill, garlic chive. It's the holiday season, so we also do one now with cranberry walnut on the top. Those are pasteurized. Also, our feta. We make feta, and it is pasteurized as well because we sell it fresh. We don't age it for 2 months. So we have plain feta, which was also an American Cheese Society winner 2 years ago, and a tomato basil feta. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have our raw milk aged tome. And we recently received a permit from the state to package and sell our raw goat's milk.
Oh, you guys are up to everything. Boy, you're going every direction there. I just love it. And then you have the marinated. Did you say the marinated
feta?
That's
correct. We have marinated feta as well. And so that's from our pasteurized feta. And basically it's cubed. And we add some herbs. And we also use the Isern and Sun olive oil, Isern family from Oroville.
What's your favorite cheese of all yours?
I get asked that often. And it's kind of like trying to tell someone who your favorite child is.
You can do that. My mother did.
So I love our cheeses for different reasons, used for different things. In salads, I'm very partial to the fetas because they tend to provide the salt content for my dish. The fresh chèvres are wonderful on the fresh vegetables of the season with some balsamic vinegar or just as hors d'oeuvres on crostini. And then the tome just goes everywhere. I mean, I can just eat that with crackers, or it's wonderful grated into any kind of dish you would maybe want to grate it into. So it's a fairly versatile cheese, I think.
It's one of the best evasive answers I've ever received.
But for good reason. You can see that there's just, you got to have them all. And so where can people get these cheeses?
In Reading, Orchard Nutrition has our chèvre.
Okay.
We do have some wholesale restaurants also that do use us. View 202 purchases our chèvre and features our chèvre here locally. The Farwood Bar and Grill has used us periodically for different projects.
And that's in Orland?
That's in Orland. Anselmo Vineyards has used us on specific projects. And then the Grange and the Citizen Hotel in Sacramento, we're a regular part of the menu there. So basically these entities all really value that farm-to-table connection, and we're just very, very happy to be there and have that kind of support.
Wow. Okay, so Orchard Nutrition carries just the plain chèvre. So
That's correct.
The plain.
And the seasoned chèvre.
Oh, and the seasoned. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the one seasoned with which one? the Herbes de Provence?
Or? That's correct. Okay. Herbes de Provence, the dill, the garlic chive is also there.
Okay. And then what at the farmer's market?
Everything is at the farmer's market.
Okay. So right here in Reading Town on Saturday,
yes,
right?
That's
okay.
Correct. And then, of course, everything is available online as well.
Okay.
So we also do quite a lot of holiday work during this time of the year, and so everything is available online. But everything is available at the farmer's market, Reading on Saturdays. And so that market is pretty much getting to the point where it's done. It's not year-round, that particular market.
December, I think, 22nd. Is that a Saturday? I think that, so. They're going right up to whatever the Saturday is before Christmas.
Correct.
I know that. Okay.
Correct. And Reading has not had our milk yet. The milk was a new portion of our business that just began about 3 months ago. Everything is available at the Chico Market on Saturdays. And everything is available at the Sunday Farmers Market in Sacramento.
Okay. So right now you're pretty much focusing on Sacramento, Chico, Reading.
We are.
Okay.
Yes. And that pretty much is what we would like to see happen with the business,
mm-hmm.
is to have, you know, increased support in our local areas and serve our local areas, Sacramento North, if
okay.
possible.
Okay. Well, when we come back, there's a big question here. What does Chev mean? So when we come back, we're going to answer that question, listeners. I know you're wondering. Okay, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestone.
Be inspired by outdoor adventure around the globe and in your own backyard. The Fly Fishing Film Tour will exhilarate you with amazing big screen stories when it comes to the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. on October 26th. Be captivated by films that highlight journeys to Thailand and Bolivia, as well as adventures about our own McLeod River. Get your tickets today to be taken away to the most captivating places on Earth. The Fly Fishing Film Tour brings films from the annual Fly Fishing Film Tour in Boulder, Colorado to around the world. One of the best film tours for the aspiring outdoor enthusiasts and avid anglers alike. Proceeds from this event will benefit Casting for Recovery, an organization that provides an opportunity for women whose lives have been profoundly affected by cancer to gather in a natural setting and learn the sport of fly fishing. For more information, visit ShastaTrinityFlyFishers.org or call the Cascade Theater's box office at 530-243-8877. This stop of the tour is hosted by The Fly Shop and Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR. 1460, home of lots of local shows, lots of community radio, and going into their fourth year coming up in January. So I know, just good job, KCNR. And so back in the studio here, we have, you know, with the first half of our show, we had wine, and it's so delicious from Mount Tehama Winery. And then we're going into the second half of the show where we have goat cheese. And so we have Deneen Ashcraft from North Valley Farm Chev, and welcome back, my dear.
Thank you.
So, as we left, you know, little question, like, what does Chev mean?
Well, Chev is the French word basically for goat.
There you go. Okay, all you questioners. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
but when we speak about it in the U.S., usually it refers to the fresh goat cheese varieties.
So we wouldn't call the cheese in front of us the tome, which kind of looks to my eye, like maybe like a jack cheese. We wouldn't call that Chèvre. We're going to refer to it just as the soft goat cheese that we see at the store.
Basically, in the United States, that's how we think of it.
Okay. And how is it thought of elsewhere?
Well, it's different over in Europe. And, of course, you know, the Chèvre is pretty much the broad term for goat and goat cheese. So, however, we do tend to think of when people talk about Chèvre or the wholesalers talk about Chèvre, it's the fresh varieties. So.
Good. Okay. So how hard is it to start a small business in the cheese business in California? Is it just impossible?
Well, I don't think it's impossible, but
it's, you're doing it.
Right. But it is challenging. It's a challenging environment on multiple levels. One of the most challenging aspects of it would be probably to the procurement of capital and not having to use a lot of borrowed money. Before we started, before we built the milk products plant and the Grade A dairy, we planned for 10 years. So during that time, I was able to purchase a lot of the stainless steel vessels and things secondhand. Our three-car garage, all of the cars wound up outside, and it was stacked to the rafters with all of this dairy equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And the joke was, it all fits together somehow and makes a dairy.
That's great.
So during that time, I taught school full-time, and my husband, of course, worked as well. And we just, you know, that was how we made our capital.
So this is a life dream.
It was a life dream. It was a life project. And at the same time, we were putting the goat herd together, i.e., we'd bought a small core of animals and then continued to raise them in a pod so the herd was closed. And so we wound up with, we used a lot of artificial insemination. So we were developing a goat that was a great big goat that would milk for 305 days that had wonderful vigor and health. So we were not only preparing the facility, but we were also preparing the animals to do the job that we would need them to do on a small scale.
And I understand your husband is a regulator by...
Yes, he was. He was worked for the Animal Health Division of California Food and Ag.
So it helps to know, it helps to have someone involved who perhaps can read the regulations and
although that particular division doesn't have anything to do with milk and dairy foods, but I think that it acquainted us with kind of the process and kind of what we were going to encounter when we tried to do this. So I think we were better prepared to meet those challenges. We had a better understanding of them. And I think that because of the extensive livestock background that we both have, I think that that was a huge advantage to us as well as far as dealing with the goat herd.
Trudy says you have a livestock background, but your family's come from the Bay Area, right?
Yes, they do.
Whereabouts in the Bay Area?
You don't
think of livestock in the Bay Area.
Right,
anymore.
Right. Well,
go back a few generations and
right.
You do.
Correct. And my people were, you know, they had apiaries, they had dairies, and I originally came from Sonoma County. And so both my mother and father's side of the family came into Sonoma County in the 1800s, and I was basically the first one to go, to leave. Things changed there, became more urban, land was much more expensive for a young couple starting out to purchase, and so Mark had a job transfer, and we moved up here, and just fell in love with the area.
Mm. And where was he from?
He was from San Mateo County. He was from Half Moon Bay, and his family also had been there since the 1800s, and they were farmers and ranchers, and also were merchants. His mother and father had... Cunha's Country Store in Half Moon Bay for since the 1800s. His grandparents started that. So he came from a grocery background, and I have to say that's a real strong suit for him is doing our sales.
Boy, oh boy, that's fantastic.
He's really good at it. So.
Yeah. Now, what would you say to people who are interested in getting into the cheese business? Do you think it's like you just work like 2 hours a day and it's pretty easy? Or I'm winking at it. Like, yeah.
It's easy. Yeah. No, it's a lifestyle, and you're going to live it. You're going to live it day in, day out. If you're a small operator, your profit margins are going to be small. There's not a lot of extra money for hired help, so you're going to wind up being – Being it.
So what does your day look like?
We're getting toward the end of our milking season now, but for most of the time during the year, I'm up at 2. I go into the cheese room for an hour or two to do whatever I need to do in there, and then I go get the goats and I milk. We can generally do our milking in about 3 hours a session. I get out of there, I lay down hopefully for an hour or two and get some lunch, and then I'm ready to go get the goats again at 2 o'clock. And so then they're usually out of the parlor, and I'm usually done by 6. And then sometimes I have to go back into the cheese room for a little bit to do whatever I need to do. And I have some part-time help. So that does give me some relief.
When we come back from the break, I want to go over just how you protect your cheese room. I got to look in the window. I got to have, you know, it was explained to me the process, but I certainly wasn't allowed in. I mean, you're very protective of keeping it very clean and testing your animals, mm-hmm. and you kind of take a lot of pride in that, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and we feel that these are necessary things for us to be able to make the type of products we make on a consistent basis.
Okay, so. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Hey, you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
You got to make the morning last, just kicking down.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And we're just closing in on the end of our wine and cheese. And looking at my guests, everybody looks pretty clear-eyed still. That's good. You know, we've got stemware in the studio today. So we have Deneen Ashcraft from North Valley Farm Chev, from Cottonwood, right out on Bowman Road. And welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so I want to just sort of, let's just fess up to the fact that you just explained your work day.
Yes.
All right. Mark, what did you think about that work day?
I'm not going to go into farming. I'll tell you that.
Is it a labor of love?
It is. It is for us. We really strive to work at an artisan craftsman's level,
mm-hmm.
And we strive to do that both with the goat herd and with our cheese and products. We do put a lot of extra into what we do. So, yes, I would say it is. We're very passionate about what we do.
Oh, I can tell.
Well, and you planned for this for more than 10 years.
Yes.
So that shows a commitment and a dedication and a love of it,
mm-hmm.
going into it. And I would say a lot of people go into business, you know.
Return in 3 months.
After having thought about it for like a weekend or something like that.
Right. I don't know that, as I said, there were parts of the business that I, even as well prepared as I thought I was, I still was not as well prepared as I thought I was, with the background that I have. But
And Ellen was saying during the break that the wine business is the same way, that there was a study you mentioned that it takes, 15 years to make a profit?
University of Idaho came out with a study here a few months back, and the conclusion was that for a winery to be profitable, 16 years. That's what the study shows. So, you know, It's like you have to... It's difficult. You have to be in there, like you were just mentioning. You have to love what you do, and you have to believe in what you do. I mean, it's a lifestyle.
Right. And be patient.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be patient.
You have to.
Now, with these businesses that take a while to show profit, there must be something about needing to pass them on to someone who has the same love, right? Mm-hmm. So what goes through your mind there over the next 15, 20 years? Have you thought about what that would look like? Or?
Well, just speaking for myself, at this point I'm still pretty much, as they would say, in the heat of battle of running the business, and my energy is focused on the goat herd and on the products. And it's something that I know is looming large. However, you know, my husband and I just hope that we're healthy for a few more years and we can continue to do what we're doing. But yes, we realize that there's an exit at some point.
Well, one thing I have realized about farmers is they work hard, but they live long lives, many of them.
Well, we plan on you two being around a while. So, Alon, what do you think about for your future?
I hope the winery at some point is going to be profitable, and I don't have a family to leave that to, but maybe it's going to be sold to somebody, and somebody that's going to put the same effort and love that I put into this project here.
Yeah.
I would second that, because my husband and I also didn't have children, so I do feel the same, in that I would certainly like to see our methodology for handling animals and you know, animal management and the level of products continue somehow.
So we know that the average age of a farmer is about 67, mm-hmm. and that there aren't that many young people coming up. Do you worry about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Alon?
I didn't know it was 67. That doesn't mean too many years.
That's the average age.
Yeah. You've made our day. Thank you.
There, we'll end the show on that note. No, we're not done yet. We're not done. Because I still want to talk about one more thing here, and that is I know we're just closing the show here, but you have a certification to sell raw milk wholesale in the state of California, which is a huge thing. Yes. And even though we kind of glossed over that today, but we have Claravel out of, where are they from? Salinas? No, kind of like somewhere right there, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have Organic Pastures out of Clovis, outside of Fresno. Mm-hmm. And then now we're going to have you guys.
Yes, and we're very excited about that. And it took many years of effort and thought. And however, we see our business as being run a little bit differently, in that we would like to just pre-sell our milk and take it to the farmer's market for delivery, fresh right off the farm, as an adjunct to the products that we already do. And we would like to see our raw milk stay in our Sacramento Valley community and service that community. So we're hoping
that sounds difficult. When the word gets out, you know how we California consumers are. We're just warriors. We're coming for it. That's so exciting. Mark?
Where is your milk available now?
Currently, we received our permit about 3 or 4 months ago. Okay. So what we're doing is we have our people sign up on an email list, our farmers market customers, and then on Wednesday they get a query email that says, if you want milk, let us know. And so we only package what we have pre-sold, and the rest goes into my cheese vat, and that's it. It belonged to the goat one day, and they get it the next.
Isn't the email, isn't that method a really efficient way of doing business?
It's wonderful. And if there's ever a problem, heaven forbid, we know all of our customers, so we know how to get a hold of them. And so we like that.
Okay, let's see. Quickly for the websites, I'm going to give those out. So for Deneen, we have northvalleyfarms.com. So that's, and they can get
that's
all
correct.
Your cheese.
That's
and,
correct.
Okay, and contact you.
Yes.
Okay, and then for Elan, we have MT, so Mountain Winery, mtwinery.com, and then they can find your wine. And so we can shop locally, farmers market for mm-hmm. the cheese, lots of stores for your wine. And so thank you so much, both of you, for coming on today. And I know it's hard work, but please keep going. And Mark, what do you have? What's your goodwill wish for them?
Good weather, good health, and a better economy.
A better economy. Okay, we like that. So you've been listening to
Thank
Positively
you.
Healthy.
Thank
you. Yeah, and we'll be back next week.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last just.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding. The community radio for the North State. It is currently 11 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In his weekly radio and internet address today, President Obama said he likes telling people how good the health care law is going to be for them.
Now, some people have poked fun at me this week for sounding like an insurance salesman, and that's okay. I'd still be out there championing this law even if the website were perfect. I'll never stop fighting to help more hardworking Americans know the economic security of health care.
In the Republican address, it was Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan saying he still doesn't think Obamacare is fair.
In a few short months, families across the country are going to be subject to penalties under the law's individual mandate. How can the administration punish innocent Americans by forcing them to buy a product that many cannot afford from a system that simply does not work?
Also at SRNews.com, a deadly fire today in an apartment in New York left three children dead. Meanwhile, a fire at the Macy's flagship store in New York City is now out. A fire department spokesman says nobody was